Hope Cove to Bowlby Down Walk, Heritage. In the summer of 1588, thousands of people gathered at Hope Cove and Bolt Tail to watch the 140 ships of the Spanish Armada as they moved in a great crescent formation up the channel. In October of that year, one of those ships was back at Hope Cove. The defeated Armada had fled around the top of Britain via the North Sea. As they headed back down the west of the country, storms scattered the fleet. The San Pedro El Mayo, a transport ship fitted out as a hospital, was blown back up the channel, and her exhausted crew could not prevent the ship being driven onto the shipping rock between Inner and Outer Hope. The 140 survivors were initially sentenced to death, but were eventually ransomed back to Spain. In the 1800s, dozens of ships at a time might take shelter from southeasterly gales in the cove at Hope. The village was a centre of both fishing and smuggling. Kegs of brandy and rum were weighted with stones and dropped to the sea floor by ships plying from France. Local fishermen would then recover them at the same time as they hauled in their crab pots and bring them ashore. At Bolt Tail can still be seen the remains of the ramparts of an Iron Age fort, probably built around 600 BC. The rocks along this stretch of the coast have been the scene of several shipwrecks. Perhaps most famous and tragic was the HMS Ramillies. In 1760, this ageing and leaky 90-gun warship was caught in a severe gale in the channel and attempted to make it back to land. Mistaking it for Rame Head near Plymouth, the crew tried to round Bolt Tail into what they thought would be the safety of Plymouth Sound. Instead, the already battered ship smashed into the cliffs. Over 700 men died, and the loss of the ship was a national disaster.